everyone, and welcome to the Bold and Beautiful podcast. I'm your host, Amanda, and I've titled this week's episode, Please Make It Stop. I don't know how you guys felt, but it was really difficult to watch the episodes this week. Secretly, I was happy that Wednesday got preempted because there was only four episodes to watch. And trust me, if you didn't get to watch it, all four were extremely difficult to watch. I hope you guys had a good weekend. Mine was a little crazy. Friday night, we went to Hibachi, and everything was going great. We were there for my niece and nephew's birthdays, and they are adults. So we're laughing, joking, drinking, having fun. And then very quickly, all of a sudden, I look over and my husband looks really, really sick. So that's what we've been dealing with all weekend. We had to leave and he's been sick all weekend. And I'm hoping that I don't get it. So we will see. Fingers crossed on that one. Sorry for my voice sounding so froggy. I am dealing with sinus trouble and it's been driving me nuts for the past 3 days. But you know what? Not as nuts as this show has been driving me the past month. Okay, let's get into the news. The only news that I have for this week is mainly for the Canadian listeners. March 4th on Monday, a famous Canadian host, Liz Trenier, I'm not sure how you pronounce it. She will be making a cameo appearance and she will play a feisty wardrobe assistant at Forrester Creations. And that is all the news I have for this week, guys. So enough with the chit chat. Let's get to the recap. So that brings us into Monday, February the 25th. The show opens at the cabin with Hope and Liam. Hope is being absolutely irrational and ridiculous. She continues to push Liam away and back to Steffi and the girls. And poor Liam is desperately trying to convince Hope that she is being completely irrational and that he loves her and he is committed to only her. He doesn't want to be with Steffi. No one wants that. There is no way that he is going to let her push him away because he loves her. And he is not going to stand for this. She is not going to make him leave. Period. So at this moment, I'm proud of Liam for standing up and having a backbone. But will that proud feeling last? Now we head over to Steffi's. She continues to be overwhelmed to work from home and to take care of both the babies. Where is Taylor? Does anyone know where Taylor is? This is kind of BS because I thought that was the whole reason Taylor moved in with her. I'm rolling my eyes right now if you could see that. Now we head over to Forrester Creations in the executive office with Eric and Sally. Sally asks if Eric ever hears from Thomas and Caroline, which shocked me a little bit because I'm thinking, does she care? Should she care? Anyway, so Eric tells her that he does hear from them and they're happy and doing well. Then he wants to know if Sally has any regrets. Of course, she says no, that she doesn't, because she's happy with Wyatt. And Eric says that he's happy for both of them. And he assures her that she is being considered for the head designer position, but Hope makes the final decision. Now we head over to Spencer Publications in Bill's office with Bill and Wyatt. Bill is so happy to have Wyatt back at Spencer, where he belongs, even if that includes Sally. They both agree that it will take a lot more work to get Liam back. Then Bill comments that he does see how much Wyatt cares about Sally. He can see it. And even though Wyatt knows that Sally is not Bill's biggest fan and vice versa, he is still hoping that eventually they could be friends. Bill is being very understanding and supportive, which makes Wyatt really, really happy. So I hope Bill keeps this up. Back over at Steffi's house, Eric has stopped by to visit. They are chit-chatting, and Steffi admits to Eric that having two girls can be very overwhelming. She wishes that Stephanie, her grandmother, was there because she knows that she would be helping. And Steffi does mention that Taylor and Amelia help, but it's still hard. Then she tells Eric that Hope thinks Liam should be with her, raising their girls. And this shocks Eric, just like it shocks everyone else. Eric is worried about Hope because this sounds like very troubling behavior. Steffi thinks that Hope's motherly instincts are kicking in and she doesn't know what to do with them, so she's putting them onto Phoebe. And some of that, there's truth to some of that, I would agree. Now we head back over to Forrester Creations in the executive office with Sally. She is thinking about Wyatt, and then he walks in the office. He tells her very nonchalantly that Bill agreed to their terms. And they are both so super, super, super excited. Wyatt tells her how the meeting went with Bill, and he's very happy with the way everything went. And Wyatt asks if Sally is going to be all in. And she says, yes, there's nothing she wants more. Now we head back to Bill's office with Bill and Liam. Liam has stopped by looking for Wyatt, and Bill wants Liam's opinion on Wyatt and Sally as a couple. Liam thinks that they are great together, and he totally approves. And because of their awkwardness and everything that's happened, Liam is being very standoffish, and he is about to leave, and Bill says, hey, please let me help you, because there's obviously something wrong. You look upset. So Liam eventually tells Bill that Hope wants him to go back to Steffi, and Bill is shook. He's very shocked. I'm screaming at my TV because I'm like, Liam, man up. And don't let women tell you what to do. You have to have your own mind. Liam. Now we head back to Steffi's house. Eric is gone, and guess who stopped by? Yep, Hope. I feel like saying they really should leave poor Steffi alone. But anyway, Hope shows up because she wants to talk her nonsense to Steffi. But Steffi agrees with Liam that she is very much overreacting. Then Hope spews the same exact speech that she just gave to Liam at the cabin. The same thing she's been saying to Liam. And I refuse to write it down again. And it's the same exact, pretty much, almost word for word, the same speech. With a few things different. Liam should be with Steffi, etc., etc. And Steffi is upset and shocked. She's shocked that Hope is doing all of this. And she's freaking out because she don't know. Obviously, something's wrong with Hope. She is not handling any of this well. And that's how Monday ends. So that brings us into Tuesday, February the 26th. The show opens at Steffi's house with Steffi and Hope. Steffi tries desperately to talk Hope out of this crazy plan. She explains that when you're hurt, you just want to react. And this is exactly what she did with Bill. And it cost her Liam. But that does not have to happen to Hope. She's desperately trying to get her to understand this. She's trying her hardest, but Hope is just not hearing it. And she is refusing to even talk about another child with Liam because she can't go through that again. Steffi is at a complete loss for words. Because of the way Hope is behaving, it's completely irrational, and Steffi just doesn't really know what to do. She doesn't know what to say or what to do. She wants to help, but she doesn't even know how. So then Steffi makes probably the best point that I've heard so far regarding the matter. She tells Hope that she married Liam because she loved him, not just because she was having Beth. And that he is grieving too. And she should not abandon him in his time of need. But Hope sees this as a way out for Liam. And this was so, so sad to watch. Now we head over to Bill's office with Bill and Liam. Liam is trying to leave because he's obviously uncomfortable. He doesn't really like talking to Bill about Steffi, which is totally understandable. But Bill is very persistent. If he's anything, he's persistent. He wants to know if that is what Liam wants, if he wants Hope or if he wants Steffi. And in soap opera fashion, they always do this. He didn't actually answer the question. So Bill, of course, is on Steffi's side as usual. Big surprise. And I think I was a little miffed because I actually thought he would be on Hope's side this time because of the situation. And I was wrong. Now we head over to Forrester Creations with Wyatt and Sally. Sally thanks Wyatt for being so supportive. She admits that she's nervous about working with Bill just because, you know, with their history, but she is still very excited. Wyatt doesn't think that they should tell anyone until the deal is done, or they shouldn't make it public until the deal is done. Wyatt is also trying to think of a way that he could get Liam and Bill back on good terms. But they both are having a hard time figuring out how to do that. Then Wyatt decides he needs to teach Sally how to and how not to negotiate with Bill. It was really funny to watch Wyatt pretend to be Bill. And these two are really cute together and really funny. Now we head over to Katie's house with Katie and Donna. And Katie asked if anyone called. And Donna kind of smiles and says, well, are you waiting for a call from Thorne or Bill? And then Katie hits the nail on the head with her response. She says, Bill doesn't call. He just barges in, which I thought was so funny because that's so true. So Donna informs Katie that she is looking for her own place, that way that they can both have privacy. And then she starts her matchmaking thing again. She keeps putting the idea of getting back together with Bill in Katie's head. And then Donna tells her bye and she leaves to go to work. A few minutes later, there's a knock at the door and it's Bill. Bill stopped by to tell Katie his news about Wyatt and Sally. And Katie is so, so proud and happy for him. He is doing the right thing for once. A couple minutes later, Will comes in from outside and he's so happy to see Bill. He asks if Katie and Bill are friends again. And they assure him that sometimes they disagree, but they are always friends. They only want what's best for him. And then Will says that they should ask him what he thinks is best for himself, which was really cute. And he says, of course, for them to be a family together. Now we head back over to Steffi's with Steffi, Liam, and Hope. There's a knock at the door, and it's Liam. And he is not happy when Steffi opens the door to see Hope there. Liam is upset, and he immediately says, we just talked about this. Quit making choices for me. Hope is basically begging Liam to leave her. And this is so hard to watch. Hope is crying and she's saying that Steffi and Liam should be together. And she tries to take her wedding ring off and Liam stops her. And he says, we are not doing this today. We are not. But it looks like there's no changing Hope's mind. And that's how Tuesday ends. So that brings us into Thursday, February the 28th, because Wednesday was preempted. The show actually opens at Steffi's house, but we're going to circle back. So we are going to start at Forrester Creations in the executive office with Sally, Wyatt, Eric, and Quinn. And I'm going to be honest, I got a little confused at this interaction because earlier, I think it was like Monday, Wyatt had mentioned to Sally that they shouldn't say anything to anyone. So then I was surprised that they decided to tell Eric and Quinn. Anyway, they're in the executive office and Sally and Wyatt have called Quinn and Eric in to discuss their news. Quinn immediately assumes that they got engaged and she grabs Sally's finger to check, which was funny. And then they tell Eric and Quinn about their deal with Bill. Eric and Quinn are both shocked, to say the least. Wyatt assures Eric that he really, really appreciates everything that he has done for him and for Sally. And to my surprise, Quinn completely understands and is even happy for them. And I'm thinking, who is this and what have you done with the real Quinn? Because this is not her normal reaction. So Quinn does say she's worried that Bill might hurt Wyatt again, which is a very good point, but Wyatt wants to take the risk because he loves his father. So Sally says that she's very thankful for everything that they have both done for her. She hopes Forrester Creations is ready for a little competition. And Eric says, as long as it's fair. And I was like, good point. Well made, Eric. Sally assures them that she will definitely play fair this time. Now we head over to Katie's house with Will, Katie, and Bill. Will wants to know why they separated in the first place. And they basically just explain that sometimes adults make mistakes and things happen, and it doesn't mean that they hate each other or anything like that, or that they don't love each other. And then Will makes another observation. If they still love each other, then why haven't they gotten back together? They really don't answer. They very smoothly change the subject, and Will goes upstairs to work on his homework. Katie tells Bill that she's really, really proud of him for being a good dad. Then Bill asked, out of the blue, what about us, Katie? How are we? Kind of catches Katie off guard, and Bill says, I'm gonna say this. It's very nice. And it makes me really happy that I get to come over and see you and Will whenever I want to. Now we are circling back. We are going to Steffi's house with Steffi, Hope, and Liam. Sorry, this is sad to listen to. It was even sadder to watch. Hope takes her ring off. And I am literally almost having like a panic attack at this moment. I'm just completely like freaking out because I'm watching this and I'm thinking, please. Like, she lost her baby. She cannot lose Liam too. Like, she is on the verge of literally just going over the edge. And I'm like, please don't let her lose Liam because I don't think she can handle it. So Hope takes her ring off and she tries to give it to Liam, but he refuses to take it. Then Steffi begs Hope to stop this madness and let them help her. Hope is completely losing it and Liam is not on board. He knows that she is not in her right mind. He just knows it. He does not want to be with Steffi. He keeps trying to explain this to her, that he doesn't want to be with Steffi, and Steffi doesn't want to be with him either. And poor Hope, she's crying, and she can't handle the guilt, and Liam finally says, look, you cannot just give me away, because you are wrong. This is not the right thing to do. I'm sorry, I love you, and I am not going anywhere. And I was like, finally! Like, I was screaming, and my husband looked at me like, what is wrong with you? And I'm like, finally, Liam is manning up. Then he says that he can be a good husband and he can be a good father at the same time. They lost their little girl, and they need to heal together. Then he looks at her, and he says, please remember our wedding vows. Because I meant them. Then Liam takes her hand and he puts the ring back on her finger. At that moment, I was so proud of Liam. And I was like, I need to thank the soap gods, because if Hope lost Liam too, I just don't know if I could keep watching. I mean, I was literally starting to lose it myself. So how that just goes to show how good of an actress that Annika is. So Hope realizes that she was being totally crazy and irrational, and she starts really crying. And she's telling Liam how sorry she is and how she didn't mean it and she's sorry and her emotions are all over the place. And then Steffi brings out Phoebe and she gives the baby to Hope and Hope feeds her. And I'm like, this is so cruel. So Liam's looking at Steffi and then at Hope and then at Phoebe and it's just a mess. And I'm like, oh, this is just too hard. I want to gouge my eyeballs out. And that's how Thursday ends. So that brings us into Friday, March the 1st. The show opens at Spencer Publications in Bill's office with Bill and Justin. Justin is upset because Bill agreed to Wyatt's demands. Because they aren't even in the fashion business. And he is not happy about it. But in a way, they kind of are, right? Don't they do a fashion magazine? Then Wyatt and Sally walk into the office and Justin leaves to give them privacy. Bill admits to Sally that he truly regrets what he did to her. And in return, Sally promises that she will not take her anger out on his precious Sky ever again. She is very thankful for the opportunity. Then Bill says something that silences them for a second. He says that he is not really ready to resurrect Spectra Fashions and that it's actually not going to happen. And Wyatt's about to like really get mad and he says, but he is going to honor his deal, but only if the name is Spencer Fashions and not Spectra Fashions, since he is putting all the money in and taking the most risk. And personally, I think that's a very reasonable request. Sally thinks about it for a second and then she agrees. And they both say that they are all in. Sally says that she's good with it, so Wyatt's good with it. And they make a deal. Now we head over to Bikini Bar with Flo and Danny. If you remember, Danny is the model / Bikini Bar manager. Apparently, Flo just landed a bartending job at Bikini. And guess who walks in? Zoe. And she is not happy to see Flo. She wants to know if Flo is out of her mind. She should have left town already a long time ago. Why is she taking such a risk? I was also wondering that myself. And Zoe is stressing that it is not safe for her there. She should not be there at all. Then Flo admits that she is having a really hard time dealing with her guilt. Because Reese drug her into this and she did not know the details at first. And she feels horrible for going along with it. But Zoe quickly tells Flo they have to stay strong and they have to keep Reese's secret, because if the truth comes out, they will all go to prison. Flo is really struggling with her guilt, that I do believe. She seems like she is really having a hard time keeping the secret and dealing with it. Now we head over to the cabin with Hope and Liam. This is sad and hard to watch. Liam is taking care of Hope, which is sweet. And Hope has now decided that she needs to try and move forward, but she doesn't really know how. Liam is just proud of her for even wanting to move forward, like for even trying. And he wants to make sure that Hope never takes her ring off again, because that really, really upset him. But he does not get the answer that he was looking for. And Hope starts her song and dance again about how guilty she feels for him not being a family with his daughters, etc., etc. And I'm thinking, please make it stop. Please. Why? I can't watch this anymore. So Hope says the same crap she has said all week, and I refuse to write it down again. Hope does comment that she still has that weird feeling that Beth is not really gone. And I'm like wanting to scream because she's not, you know, and it's just like so frustrating. Then Liam makes the mistake of mentioning having another baby. And Hope just completely freaks out. She can't do that again. She can't put herself through that again. It's not going to happen. And finally, after he talks to her for a little bit, Liam finally calms her down. And he tells her that he meant his vows and he is never giving up on them, ever. And that's how Friday ends. So that brings us to the end of the week. Let's break this down. Bill seems determined to be a better person and a better dad. I hope it lasts. I'm glad that he's going to be working with Wyatt again. I think now this will definitely reignite the Ridge Bill feud, because Forrester and Spencer will go head to head in the fashion world now, and this could really get good. I'm on board with the storyline so far. Now, they could mess it up, or it could be really, really good. I guess we'll have to wait and see. I also think Bill and Katie are for sure going to get back together. And that is definitely what Will wants. They're making that known. But I think it is definitely headed that way. I would love to see more of Eric and Quinn. I was surprised that Quinn took Wyatt's news so well, because we all know how much she hates Bill. Moving on, Taylor needs to be home more, okay? She needs to be home and helping Steffi, because that's what she said she was going to do, and that was like the whole point of her moving in. I also would really, really like if Steffi fell in love with someone else. Anyone but Liam. Someone else like Carter, for example. Anyone, please? Now let's talk about Zoe and Flo. I personally think these two need to tell the truth. The longer they wait, the harder it is. And they will be in more trouble the longer that they wait. They should have already said something. But I do honestly believe that Flo is really struggling with her guilt. I believe she really is sorry for helping him, and that if she could go back, she wouldn't do it. So that brings us to Hope and Liam. What can I say? Would someone please get this poor girl some help? A grief counselor or something. Where is Brooke? Because Hope needs help and she needs her mother. But I do have to say that I'm very proud and happy that Liam manned up and stood up for himself for once and said, basically, I'm not an object, right? You can't just give me away like a friggin' toy. He always lets everyone tell him what to do and how to think, and it gets really, really annoying. So that brings us to the end of the episode. These are completely my biased opinions. Whether you agree or disagree, I want to hear what you guys think. You can get in touch with me at theboldandbeautifulpodcast.com. I'm also on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I hope you guys have a great week. Thank you so, so much for listening. I'll be back in your ears next week. Hopefully it won't be as sad. Until then, bye guys.